everyone, I am Strumpf, and today I'll be interviewing NASmith99, who has once again made it to the top 8 of the championship and is also the defending champion. Congratulations and hi.
Thank you, and hi.
So, we already had a wonderful interview with you last year, where you already told us a little bit about yourself. Is there anything you'd like to add now, a year later? Is everything still the same, or has anything changed that you might want to share?
No, I mean, things are mostly the same. I'm gonna graduate in the spring, so that'll be exciting. I've done obviously more Dominion stuff, although I don't know, I think I'm probably not as fixated on it now as I was a year ago, but
Why is that, if I may ask? Because you already like claimed so many wins, or?
I mean, I think some of it is just, some of it is that. I guess some of it is just not feeling maybe quite as interested in the games I used to, although, I don't know. I mean, I do still feel like it's a really fun game at times.
What other hobbies do you have besides Dominion?
I was getting a little bit into chess, although I don't know. That can be a bit frustrating because I feel like it's something that I can sink a bunch of time into and not really get very good at. I don't know. Other than that, just like doing classwork and reading.
So, I'd be curious to know if during the past 12 months you've come to love tournament a lot. Is it still your least favorite card? And what's your favorite card?
Well, yeah, tournament. I guess it's kind of hard for your opinion of the card to really improve when you don't play with it.
Huh.
I think I actually did play maybe like one or two tournament games in, I think it was Draft Mix, where we didn't have ban lists for that tournament. But I would still say that's my least favorite card. Favorite card? Probably Cavalry. I think last year I was kind of waffling, but I think Cavalry, like, it gives you like so many decisions, and there's like really a lot of room for optimization there. I mean, I'd say like really the only kinds of boards where Cavalry like makes the kingdom less enjoyable would be ones with procession on them for the most part. But yeah, I'd say that that's probably my favorite card.
No change. What do you find to be the most challenging card to play with in Dominion?
Challenging cards. It's a good question. I think a lot of gainers are actually pretty challenging because, like, you have to like kind of make choices of how many, like, how heavily you want to invest in them versus in other cards, like how much you want to invest in economy versus those gainers, and that can be like pretty tricky. I think Cavalry, like, for some of the same reasons I laid out, is also pretty tricky. I mean, also a lot of boards, you know, you kind of have to decide how much you want to focus on like economy versus trashing. Like, that's obviously like something that comes up in a lot of kingdoms, and that can be difficult. I don't know. I mean, Dominion overall has a lot of nuance and kind of difficult decisions.
Yeah, I always find it hard, all this thinking and counting and stuff. I really love the game, but it's just so hard sometimes. So I don't know if you've talked about this before, but how did you get into Dominion?
Yeah, so I think it was like maybe like freshman year of college. We had played like maybe just like a few games like with the base set. And like somebody had mentioned that, you know, they had played on the online client. And yeah, and then, you know, I just made an account and I don't know, got really into the game from there. So yeah, I've actually like I think the number of like IRL Dominion games I've played is like probably less than five total.
Wow.
Yeah. So yeah, just got like really into the online version. And yeah, just kind of went from there. I don't fully remember like how I went about like learning all of the cards. I think I spent a certain amount of time like just like reading wiki pages and stuff. And this was I mean, you know, and now there's the like wiki improvement project, but like back then the wiki pages had like so much bad strategy advice. So
Oh no.
fortunately that didn't you know, reading that kind of stuff didn't permanently damage me, at least I hope it didn't.
It didn't seem so. So what would you say, in your opinion, would have been the highlights of your quote unquote Dominion career?
Yeah, I mean, definitely winning the championship last year was a big win. I felt really good about that. I mean, also, you know, just the league and yeah, I mean, I do really like league just because you know, you have kind of a constant stream of matches that you can play that are always going to be you know, at least fairly competitive. Yeah, definitely a good way to practice and that kind of thing. And you know, I've done quite well there, and that's something else I've felt some accomplishment about.
For those of our listeners who don't know, just a reminder, you are the defending league champion as well, and have been winning two league seasons in a row now.
Yeah.
So congrats on that as well. So successful. Do you have any? I have a sneaking suspicion about this, but what would you say has been the most memorable game you've ever played, or what have been memorable games?
Memorable games. Yeah, I mean, I definitely like the last game of last year's championship was definitely very memorable, although probably more for just like the significance, you know, because it went down to a game seven rather than anything about the game itself. I know so this was the WHELP is the tournament with where you always play with one way, one event, one landmark, one project. The finals for that against McCenoc, there was, and I think a lot of people have taken note of this, but this one like end game, I think that the board had it was like Slay, City Quarter, Way of the Pig, a bunch of stuff. I think if people have seen the board, they would remember it. Yeah, there was just this like really difficult end game, and I spent a lot of time thinking, but like I eventually found the way to like thread the needle there, and there was just kind of like, you know, kind of like exactly one way to win from my position, and I was able to find it, and that so that ended up being a really cool game, though I did end up losing that match, but I was still really happy with being able to find that.
Yeah, that was the one I was thinking about, just because both of you have mentioned it in the past as like being one of the most memorable games where you both were like of the opinion that you were playing at your best. Do you have any rampant speculations about the new expansion, the next one, Allies?
So I'm actually one of the playtesters for allies,
okay.
So I'm not gonna.
Let me retract this question.
Yeah.
I did not know.
Anything I say would not be speculative, so I will refrain from saying.
Okay. You're not allowed to.
No.
On that note, are you a mask player?
Am I a what player?
A mask player. Are you playing in the masked player tournament?
Oh, okay.
We are talking now about things you are not allowed to talk about.
That's true. Well, I guess there's a... I think there's a masked player match going on in a little while, so maybe you'll know by how quickly I hop off here with her.
I have to leave now. No, I'm trying to trick people into telling me if they are playing or not. It hasn't been successful.
I have like a little bit of speculation about who some of the players are, but
mm-hmm. Yeah, I have no idea, but I love it.
I think I have like a vague guess about who Jaynails and Xyrix are, but I'm not gonna reveal that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm taking notes. Going back to the championship, in your experience, are there notable differences between this year's tournament and last year's?
I don't think so. I mean, I think like the only real format change was the partially randomized seeding this year, mm-hmm. although I don't think that really qualitatively changed the tournament much. Yeah, overall, I would say it's been very similar. I mean, of course, you know, since it's single elimination, there's kind of a lot of randomness since, once you get into those higher rounds, it's like, you know, anybody really could beat anybody, so you never really know who's going to make it towards the end.
There's another thing that I always wonder about. I don't know if that's a weird question at all, but in your bracket, if, like, someone, a strong player is eliminated, do you feel relief or do you feel, like, regret that you're not going to meet them, potentially?
Maybe a little bit of relief, although, yeah, I mean, it's, a lot of times it's just going to be like, okay, you're playing, you know, one difficult opponent versus another. I mean, yeah, those later rounds, like, you're really not going to get any particularly easy opponents, so.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, well, I'm not going to keep you any longer. You will meet Haka 3 or our Silverstein 12 in the next round. And I think that's going to be determined nowish or tonight, at least.
I think we started like 15 minutes ago.
Okay, so good luck.
Thank you.
And,
thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
See ya.
Right. Bye.
Bye.